One of the president's stops was at Tower Tech, where about 300 workers make wind turbine towers. Peter Dupre of Tower Tech's parent company, Broad Wind Energy, says he spoke with the president about passing a federal law to make electric utilities buy a certain percentage of renewable power. Dupre also notes that the president's visit comes as some people in the wind industry are battling a Walker administration plan to limit the placement of wind towers in Wisconsin.
I think the more awareness that's created about the wind industry and the jobs that are being created can certainly help.
Dupre says he understands Governor Walker wanting responsible development of wind farms, but he wonders who gave Walker advice on wind turbine setbacks. One group was the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Chief lobbyist Tom Larson says he's unclear if President Obama highlighting wind energy jobs harms Walker's bill.
The bill is intended to protect property owners, but still allow wind energy to move forward in this state. So I think there's some room for compromise.
After attending the president's main speech in Manitowoc, Governor Walker was not buying the idea that his bill will kill expansion of the state's wind industry.
Totally disagree with that. To me, I'm supportive of wind power. I just think local residents' property rights have to be respected. There's a way to balance the two.
State lawmakers are expected to talk about the turbine siting bill in the next few weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.